Today's episode is going to be about my general take on magic and Halloween and its relation to each other. First, I'd like to talk about what is magic. To me, magic is basically what you make of it and the knowledge that you've acquired over the years to make it effective and actually make it useful to you to help you change your environment and change you on the inside as a good person. Magic is neither good nor evil. It is in the eyes of the beholder. And my take on Halloween, I love Halloween. It is my favorite holiday. I love it. I have all my little rituals. I'm pretty sure with the way I've done this podcast before, you guys kind of know my rituals already. Yeah, I like to reflect during this time of the year. I like to celebrate. I like to change my altars around. And to reflect the season, not just the holiday. And I kind of enjoy that part of Halloween. And I think Halloween's a great holiday. Some people just need to know what it means to be afraid again. And in a good way, not a bad way. And, well, I think they have influenced. And magic and Halloween being so linked has kind of influenced the world. Somewhat, or at least the positive aspects of, I think, how they've influenced the world is basically they've given people freedom. And what I mean by freedom is, like, they allow you to question the unknown and the unseen. And I kind of enjoy that about both holidays, magic and Halloween. Well, hopefully we'll always stay linked to each other. Because what was Halloween without its witches and its monsters, and you know, and the kind of the reason why we all celebrate it is to, like, scare us, so just have a fun time and watch scary movies by the fire. Who doesn't love that? Yeah, and I think their relationship to each other goes, well, far beyond that, of course, because then you have the history of witches, and then you have the history of the traditions of Halloween, like trick-or-treating, and carving the great big jack-o'-lantern that, well, hopefully I'll be able to do some episodes on that. So, yeah, look out for those. You're giving me some ideas already. Alright, yeah, and I think their relationship to each other is very valued in today's society, despite what we think of it, because there's, well, to me, you can't have one without the other. Unless it would be a very boring Halloween if there were no monsters and witches and all that stuff, that we couldn't find anything to relate to within the holiday, unless you just don't believe in it and don't celebrate it. And that's kind of my take on it. But other than that, tell me what you guys think of magic and Halloween, and what's your take on your relationship to each other and how it impacted our world today. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Okay, bye. Hey, I'm back, and today's movie segment is a very good list of movies, by the way. I picked 5 movies related to this topic, or as closely related as I can get to this topic. Movie number 1 is Hocus Pocus, a great Halloween classic, as we will just love. And movie number 2 is Halloween. Movie number 3 is A Nightmare Before Christmas, great for kids, by the way. And movie number 4 is The Exorcist, everybody's favorite. Movie number 5 is Halloween Town, another great kid classic that I think everybody could enjoy. And some of these movies do have, like, great morals and stuff like that, and about sisterhood and togetherness. And a lot of, well, at least 2 of them I can think of, which is Hocus Pocus and Halloween Town are one of my favorite in that category. And then, of course, A Nightmare Before Christmas, a little kid's favorite that I used to watch growing up. So tell me, what's some of your guys' favorite Halloween classics and stuff that you guys can actually relate to? I would love to hear your thoughts. And of course, as for our interlude today, I will not leave you guys without a quote for today's episode. And today's Halloween quote is, "I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey." Tell me what you guys think of that as for today's quote for today's episode. I just believe magic is a journey, and magic is a journey everybody goes on whether they realize it or not. And going through the lessons of Halloween is a great beautiful journey if you take the time to actually appreciate the lessons some of these horror films have to actually say. And today's top five books for today's episode will be Ink and Bone by Lisa Minger, Darkest Journey by Heather, Ghost of Bergen County by Don Akon, Chasing Ghosts by Glenn Rolfe, and Full Side by M.R. Carey. That's all for today's episode, you guys. Make sure you tune in for the rest of the season. I'm here every month or other month or bi-monthly, and I'm always posting episodes every week when I'm here. So just stay tuned. We have some new adjustments coming to the channel soon. Hopefully some new holiday segments and stuff like that. So look forward to all that, you guys. And as always, have a scary day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.